Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We are on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines on the bottom. First word where it says Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar. I fed you Mon in the Midbar. Lema'an Anoscha, in order to test you. Ravam Ravasi. Chad Amar, one man Amar says Eina Dome Mishi Yeshlo Pas Pesalo Lemisha Eino Pas Pesalo. Right? In other words, you can't compare somebody where they know where the next meal is coming from to somebody who doesn't know where the next meal is coming from. Like in the morning, is it going to be food for me? I don't know. You can't compare somebody who could see the food and somebody who can't see what they're eating. Right? You're eating this, but it doesn't taste like this. It's a very strange thing. You see that a blind person eats and he's never satiated. What that means is he can't see what he's eating. There's a certain kind of sipuk, certain kind of satisfaction you get from seeing what you're eating. And a blind person can't get that, and they couldn't get that in the mon either. Because, well, they could maybe, but they really couldn't because it looked like that, but it tastes like pizza. So it doesn't give you a certain kind of satisfaction. Amar Abaya, Hilkach, Manda Isle Sudasa, someone has a suda, lo lechle elabimama, you should only have it by day. I'm talking without candles or without a light on. You don't know what you're eating. Amar Bzeira, Amar Kra, Tov Mare Einayim Mahalech Nefesh. Pasuk says that. Tov Mare Einayim Mahalech Nefesh. Good with the eyes can see, Mahalech Nefesh, your neshama, your nefesh can go. Amar Rish Lakish, Tov Mare Einayim Beisha Yoser Migufo Shalmaisa. Listen to this line. It's better. Tov mare einayim beisha yosem megufa shalmaisa. Meaning, a person gets hana, more hana, right, from looking at a woman than from the actual aveira itself. Is that how the article translates it? Shenemar, tov mare einayim mehalach nefesh. That the einayim is the key. Does that make sense? How could that be? How could that be? They have more hana from the looking than from the actual maisa? And this... Correct. Correct. The other Gemara, thinking about an avera is worse than an avera. Why is that true? Why is thinking about an avera worse than an avera? But why? Why is it worse than an avera? So there's two answers. The first answer is because that never ends. That never ends. The looking, it goes on forever. Look all you want. The maisa, how long does the maisa take? So it's much worse. The looking is much worse. That's one answer. Then he brings down over here from the Bnei Sascher? Yeah. It's much harder to do tshuva. All I did was look. It didn't do anything. Much worse. That's what it means, it's worse. The just the looking is much worse. Because you can't do tshuva on that. You can, but most people don't. Why? But I didn't do anything. I have to do tshuva for that. Just the looking, I have to do tshuva. It's much harder. Okay. Kiiten bekos eino mishalech meisharim. What does that mean? Kiiten kos eino mishalech meisharim. You have the kos. The keyword here is kos. Amravami vrasi. Chadamar. Kol mosem eino bekos. Bekoso, Arias, kulan domas olav mishar, kemishar. It means if you're involved in Arias, then it all starts to become mutter to you, right? V'chad amar, kolanosid enov bekoso. In other words, if someone gets, let me take that back. If someone drinks a lot, he's oy v'sakos, Arias will end up becoming mutter to him. Meaning, going down a bad path. That's what it means. V'chad amar, one says it means, kolanosid enov bekoso. If someone, drinks a lot and very loose with wine and liquor, kol olam kulo domal v'sha, the whole world becomes like a heter. Not just arayis, everything becomes heter. Daiga b'lev ish yishchena. If someone has daiga, he's worry in his heart, yishchena, he should get rid of it. Ravami v'ravasi. By the way, just in random psukim, Ravami and Ravasi disputed what it means. They have nothing to do with each other, these psukim. Chad Amar, one says it means Yishchena, Midaito. Remove it from your mind. Think of pleasant things. The Chad Amar, Yishchena la'acher. And one says it means to tell it over to others. Right? Tell it over to others. No one's going to ever, no one, most people will never tell you what to do. You come to somebody for advice, I have advice. I need advice from you, what should I do? They're never going to tell you what to do. But by talking to them, you'll have an answer, you'll have more clarity than before you spoke to them. Isn't that always true? I think you should do this. No one's going to take that no one's going to say that. But when you talk to someone else and you tell someone else your problems, it starts to have a little clarity. They'll ask questions. They might ask you pointed questions, questions you didn't think of yourself, and then you get to come to a resolution. Then it says, V'nachash afar lachmo. The nachash, his afar is his bread. Right? The nachash eats bread. He eats afar. Ravami Ravasi, Chadamar, afilu ochel kol ma'adani olam, tom tam tam afar. No matter what the nachash eats, it tastes like afar. V'chadamar, one says, no, that's not what it means. It means afilu ochel kol ma'adani olam, even if it eats all the delicacies of the world, ain daitum yushevus alav ad yochel afar. It doesn't have any menuchas nefesh. It doesn't have any yishev hadas until it eats afar too. And in Yaakov says mita kineged mita, because by the snake sinning, it caused us to have el afar teishev. We go back to the ground with de misa, which is in the ground in the afar. So too the nachash is punished with afar. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi. Look how different Hashem is from human beings. Midas Basav Adam, Machten es Chavero, if somebody wants to lessen his friend, Machten, make his friend small, Yored Imo L'chayev, he'll Yored Imo L'chayev means he'll make him go down in his life, meaning he will try to squash him. That's what he'll try to do. Avakadosh Baruch Hu came. Kol es hanachash, he cursed the snake. O legag b'nasavimo, the snake goes up to a roof. He's got what to eat. Yored lamata b'nasavimo, he goes down to the ground. He's got what to eat. Hashem punished the snake. He didn't squash him. Not at all. He punished him in other ways, but he didn't squash him. Didn't try to destroy him. Not at all. Just opposite. Kilel es kinan. He cursed Kinan. Who cursed Kinan? Well, it says here Hashem. However, there's a sefer called the Lepalgus Ruvain. Says, what do you mean he cursed Hashem? Noach cursed. He cursed Kinan. Noach cursed Kinan. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? It doesn't make sense. Noach cursed Kinan, not Hashem. Right. So. He leaves it as a Tzorachian. What does that mean? Ochel mash rabu ochel, v'shosa ma v'shosa v'shosa. Nevertheless, what do you see from over here? Does, even though he's a slave, he has what to eat. He eats whatever the master eats. He drinks whatever the master drinks. It's not true. The Chorna point out, it's not true that an Eved Kenani eats whatever the master eats. In Eved Ivri, that's true. In Eved Ivri, the master's having steak, he has to give the Eved Ivri steak. It's not true by an Eved Kenani. But the point is, he's not allowed to, on a halachic level, not allowed to starve the Eved Kenani. Not allowed to. He has to make sure he's well fed. That's a very strange kind of slave. Right? You don't have that in other slave, in slave stories, you don't hear that they were well fed. Kiel es Aisha, look what Hashem did. He cursed a woman when she sinned with Chava, HaKol Rotz and Achra, and everyone chases them. What kind of call is that? That's not how Hashem behaves. He cursed them in other ways. We would never curse a woman and everyone chase after her. If we wanted to get back at somebody, we wouldn't do these kind of clawless. But Hashem is a different way of behaving. He cursed the ground. And everyone gets sustained from the ground. What kind of curse is that? Now, from now for the next 2 days, we're going to talk about the mun. For whatever reason. Ready? Here we go. Well, we talked about the mun yesterday. Back to the mun. Zachanu es hadaga shenochal b'mitzrayim chinam. Says the Bnei Israel, I remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. What does that statement mean? We remember that they were complaining about the mun. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Right? Rav Shmuel. Chad amar, dogim. Yeah, they remember, it means fish. Now, the chad amar, arayas. One says, no, we're talking about Arias. Now, man da amar dogim, dichsiv, nochal. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. And Mandab Arayas, what says Arayas, what, if they're complaining about the mun, what are they alluding to Arayas for? What does that mean? It doesn't make any sense. We're complaining about the mun. We remember that we had Arayas in Mitzrayim. What does that even mean? Rashi says that in the Parsha there, Baaloscha. What does that mean? We remember the mun? We remember the fish? Who wants this lousy mun? We remember the fish in Mitzrayim. No, they're really talking about, they remember they had Arayas, that they were mutter to other people. What does that do with this? What does that do with complaining about the mun? Dichsiv chinam, it says for free, meaning no restrictions back then. Ulanda marayas aksiv nochal. But one second, but doesn't it say nochal? Eating? Yeah. Lishna ma'al yanakad. It's a nice lashon. Dichsiv, it says, achla, she eats, umachata pia, she washes her mouth, va'amra, and she says, lo pa'alti avon. I didn't do anything wrong. Of course, she did do something wrong. The eating there is a euphemism for having illicit relations. Okay? Ask the Yavetz, why don't we bring a pasuk that eating references Arayas from who? Where in the Torah does it say the same lashon of eating and it means doesn't mean eating?
Yosef.
By Yosef, by Potiphar's wife. Right, what did Potiphar's wife tell Yosef? You'll have to have everything you want, ki im alechem asher hu ochel, except for the lechem that he ate. It meant his wife. So why doesn't that mean? The answer is, because that was not an aveira. Potiphar's allowed to be with his wife. He's allowed to be with his wife. It does allude to the fact that it doesn't mean eating. It means being with his wife. But there's nothing wrong with that. Potiphar's allowed to be with his wife. So you want to find the pasuk where it talks about it illicitly. That's not Potiphar. That was nothing wrong. He was allowed to be with his wife. He told Yosef, you can have whatever you want, but not my bread. What does it mean, not my bread? It means not my wife. Well, because she's my wife. There's nothing wrong with that. So the idea says, you got to pick a pasuk in somewhere else where it talks about it illicitly. That's in Mishlei. Ulaman darmar dogim, my chinam, what does it mean free? What, they got free fish? The answer is, yeah. Dava maithin lehu bevkeira? They have maithin lehu damar mar, kishar yisrael shovin mayim, when they would go draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizamin lehem besoch mayim, dogim kitanim bekadein. There would be little fish in their jugs, and they'd have some fish to eat. And they were complaining about the mon. Oh, we remember those great old good old days back in Mitzrayim. Right? Yeah. in Parashat Baaloscha, Rashi brings another vort. Rashi brings another vort. Chinam means chinam min ha-mitzvos. Didn't have to keep any mitzvos back in Mitzrayim. There's no mitzvos. This is what they're really driving at, right? Chinam min ha-mitzvos, says none of the Mefarshim, but that's already a real drasha. Like, that's not what chinam means. Chinam means for free, meaning you don't have to pay for it. It's free. So, to say that it means freedom from mitzvos, a hard thing to say. So what do we say so far? It means freedom from food, we don't have to pay for the fish, or it means freedom from arayas, which is the same thing as freedom from mitzvos. Right? So the Gemara is going to ask that question right now. Arayas, where am I? Bishlam alanda mar dogim. If you tell me it means fish, aval arayas lo bishlam alanda mar dogim. Aval arayas lo preachy bahu. They weren't even poor in arayas. What do you mean they remembered the arayas? What arayas did they do already? They're dreaming about the arayas. They're complaining about what arayas? Hana d'chsev gan no lachosi kala. They were very, very pure people. We have all these stories. Nobody went off the path. Nobody went. El levan damar arayas man me'in. Man me'in chasim, who exactly did they do arayas with? The Gemara answers, mehanach the sirin, danach the sirin lo pritzibu, right? In other words, man me'in chasim. Who did they? That means who did they do arayas with, right?
Yeah.
So it means mehanach the sirin lo pritzibu. They didn't violate what the goyim are not allowed to violate. In other words,
seems to say incest.
Right. Whoever the Bnei Noach are not allowed to be with, that the Bnei Israel didn't do.
Right.
That they didn't do. Those women they stayed away from. Who did they do?
Yeah.
If they even did it. Whoever the Bnei Noach is not commanded to stay away from. That's who the Bnei Israel, quote unquote, were busy with, and that's what they were complaining about. Who are those women? Who are these women? Who are these women that Bnei Noach are muttering and the Bnei Yisrael are not muttering? Some random third cousin? I mean,
no, sister-in-law
and the Bnei Noach are not muttering that?
I don't think so.
No?
Incestuous relations, they didn't do. But they didn't engage. Right.
So Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Zayin or something, you have over there who the goyim are not allowed to be with and who we're not allowed to. So it's a different list. So go look up the list. That's what they were complaining about. The extra restrictions that we're not allowed to, that the goyim didn't have, that we had. Now, Bishlam Alad Amar Rayas, if...
It says they didn't do things that you're punishable by execution.
Okay.
They did do things that you're punishable by karas, like an ant.
Fine. So Bishlam Alad Amar Rayas, if you're talking about Arayas, Hanu Dechzeh V'yishma Moshe Esa'am, Boche L'mishpachosav. Because they were complaining about Mishpachosav, Al Iske Mishpachosav, Shenasru Lehem Lishka Vetlam. Right? Because they made Isur about who they could be with. About my family. Right? Elmanta Amar Dagim, my Bochel Mishpachosav. If you say that they were complaining about fish, what are they throwing in the families for? Nothing to do with that. Answers to Gemara, Hava Hava Have. They were complaining about both. They're complaining about both. They're complaining about fish, and they're complaining about Arias. So, if the Marsha, why are they complaining about Arias now? What does the Mon have to do with Arias? I know what the Mon has to do with fish. We had good Kavaldika fish in Mitzrayim, and now we eat this Mon. It's lousy Mon, it looks, I don't like it. Complaining, it makes sense. Well, now they're throwing in Arias too? What's the connection? Anyone have an answer? The Marsha gives an answer, which is the question is better than the answer. So the Marsha answers, because we're going to see in a minute, that the Mon was able to tell who the father of the baby was. Let's say a woman was married to Reuven, she got divorced, and a week later she married Shimon. They still hadn't invented this halacha, you have to wait 3 months. So she would marry Shimon, well, who the baby is, who's the father? They wouldn't know. Or, he says, a woman's married to Reuven, and he dies without any children. And then she goes ahead and marries Reuven's brother. And she doesn't wait 3 months. And the baby's born 7-8 months later. So who's the father of this baby? Nobody. The mon would tell you. Because there'd be more mon by the house. You'd know which father's the baby. So they were complaining about that. Wouldn't it be better if we didn't know? Leave it as a suffix. And now we know. Look at this. Now we know. So wouldn't that be better? That's what they were complaining about. No, is the question better than the answer or not?
Very focused on Arias.
Right. But what does that have to do with the Mon? Nothing to do with that. All of a sudden, they complain about the Mon. We're complaining about it really Arias. Really, it's about Arias. The Mon's just an excuse. So, as the Marshal says, no, because the Mon was able to determine who the father was. So they were complaining about that. Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah, it's okay.
So?
Yeah, it's fine.
So the Mon.
What?
They got busted, basically.
Exactly. Now, El Lamanda Amar Dogim, my Bochel Mishpacha. Oh, I said that already. Then it says like this: it's Hakishuim. The Kishuim are melons.
Cucumbers.
I'm sorry. It's Avatichim, melons. That says they listed a few foods that the Bnei Yisrael wished they were able to eat in the Midbar. They had this in Mitzrayim. Rav Amir Ravasi Chad Amar Tam Kol Aminim Tam and Baman. The mon could taste like whatever you wanted. However, tam chameshis haminim halalu lo tamubo. But these five, it wouldn't taste like. There's five foods mentioned there. Kishum, avatichim, hachatzir, habitzalim, and shumin. Onions, garlic, and I don't know what hachatzir means. Whatever. These five, it wouldn't taste like. Why not? The Chalamer one says, tam kol haminim tamu, taimun umamashan. All items, it tasted it, and it felt like it. The mon would feel like whatever you want it to taste like. Whether it's pizza or steak, it would feel that way. These, the taste would be, but not the touch. Why not? So we all know, because a pregnant woman is unhealthy if a pregnant woman eats these things. Right? So therefore, to spare the pregnant woman any pain, it wouldn't taste like these things. And I had a kasha for years. So let only the pregnant women doesn't taste like that. Why are you torturing everyone else? I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Good question.
Why can't men have? They want to taste like milk. Why not? Because pregnant. So I'm not a pregnant woman. If it's a pregnant woman, then Hashem should make that it can't taste like that. Why everybody?
Discrimination.
What? No, because you should feel what it's like to be pregnant, right?
Oh, every wife's dream.
Then we said, Daman, Kizera, God love on. It was like a white seed, and it tasted like shemen in dvash. It's Amar Vasi, Agol Kigida. It was round like a seed. Velavon Kimargolius, but it was white like a crystal, like a what?
A pearl.
Tanya Namihaki. God, Shadomal Zara Pishtan Bigavolan. It was similar to a pishtan, a flax seed in its stalk, which is round. Acher Momrim, God, Shadomal Haggadah, it's similar to a Haggadah. What's a Haggadah?
Haggadah.
Right. Shemoshechas Libo Shel Adam Kimayim, which draws a person draws a person closer, like water. So what does that mean? How can a shape taste like something that doesn't have any form, like speech?
Agada draws your heart to
Torah. Right, so therefore the man did the same thing.
It draws your heart to eating.
I understand, but how does that have to do with the shape? I don't know. Tanya Idach, God, Shemagad Lehem Yisrael, here it is. They would tell the Jew, Iben Tishol Rishon, Iben Shevel Achron. It would tell the person, is this baby from the first husband, or is this baby from the second husband, like we said before. They were complaining about that. Question is, and this, the Tosfos Yom Kippur asks this question, we never go by these Shemayim kind of things when we're determining halacha. We never do that. What do you mean the mon's going to decide who the father of the baby? We don't call it those things. If Eliyahu HaNavi would walk into the room and say, he's the father, we wouldn't believe him either. And he's supernatural. We don't believe that.
I wouldn't believe.
What?
I wouldn't believe.
But then, halachically, that's not valid. You need two witnesses. That's it. Two witnesses. Not the mon, not this malach, nothing else works. So what's going on here? The mon decided. So he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, no. The mon didn't decide. Moshe Rabbeinu decided. It was a regular bezdin. They convened the bezdin, and there'd be a psak. Is he the father, or is he the father? They make a psak. And people would go out of the room. What kind of crazy psak was that? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about. He's an old man making crazy psaks. Why? How could he know? Right? That's ridiculous. Then the man would show that Moshe was right. The man didn't decide it; it just confirmed it. It's a good word, no? Lavan shemalavan and roshen shal Yisrael, and it made the people's sins go away. It whitened everyone, purified everyone. Tanya said that already. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer k'shem shahanavi hayamagel on Yisrael masha b'chor and masha b'stakin. Just like a navi can tell you what you're thinking in the depth of your heart. Kach, so too, Haman, Magad, and Lisa, Masha, Bechor, Masha, Besakin. The man did the exact same thing. Ketad, how so? Shnayim, Shabbat, Lefnei, Moshe, Ladun. If two people came to Moshe, Ze, Omer, Avdi, Gonavta. Reuven says, Shimon stole my slave. Ze, Omer, what do you mean? Atomachartel, you sold him to me. I have your slave, it's true, but you sold him to me. Omer, Moshe, Laboker, Mishpat, Lamachar. The answer will be tomorrow. So, Imnimta, Omer, Bais, Rabo, Rishon. If the mon fell by Reuven's house, then you know Shimon stole him. Because the mon fell over there for the Eved to eat. If the mon fell by the second guy's house, then you know it sold it to him. So again, it's not paskening, it's just confirming. Men and women come to Besin. She went ahead and had an affair. Fio Maris, who sarach? No, he had the affair. So Amar Leh Moshe Lavoker Mishpat. Tomorrow there'll be a decision. Lamachar Imnim to Amar Bais Baila. If the mon fell by the husband, Biyadua Shehi Sarchalav. You know she's the one that had an affair. But Nim to Amar Bais Avia. If it fell by her father's house, back to her father's house, meaning the guy's father-in-law, Biyadua Shehu Sarach. No. Right. If it fell by her father's house, meaning she should go back to her father's house because this guy's a creep. So if the mon fell by her father's house, it was an indication that he had an affair and that she shouldn't be there anymore. She should go back to her father.
Is this opposite? I think it's opposite.
The opposite? That if she had the affair, then she gets thrown out.
If she messed up, don't you go back to her husband?
Correct. I would think it's the opposite. Correct. That's right.
I hear you. But then how would the man ever decide? There's always going to be by... No matter, either way, she has to get out.
Where if she's able to go home, she finds a mezonos by her husband. If she can't go home, she finds it by her father. She kicked down and goes to the father's house.
Uh-huh. So the Gemara has the opposite way.
Unfortunately, he's allowed to have an affair. She can't.
Right.
It seems to say that it's all about whether he wants to divorce her for some other reason. She did nothing wrong. Or she did something wrong and therefore she has to go. No, I don't know.
Okay. See, if it says, listen to this Gemara. People think that the mun was manna from heaven. This mun fell and you go eat it. Not so true. Listen to this Gemara. You might be cautious if you want to say this over at the Shabbos table tonight, this Gemara. Ksiv, Ubrenus Atal al Hamachne Laila, Yorat Hamana love. The mun fell. Uksiv it says, Vyatsa Amvalaktu. They would go out and go collect the mun. Uksiv it also says, Shatu Amvalaktu. Shatu means a further walk. Go for a nice good walk to get the mun. Okay, Tad. What's going on? So it depends. Tzadikim, Yorin al Pesach Baisem. If you're a tzadik, the mon fell right by your doorstep. Beninim, you're a little bit beninim. Yatziv lato, you had to go get it a little bit. Rishayim, they had to go a long walk to get the mon. That's fine. Next. Ksiv it says lechem. That's not a problem. Ksiv it says lechem. Uksiv ugos. It says cakes. Uksiv v'tachanu. They have to grind it up. Okay, how could that be? So tzadikim, lechem. If it was tzadikim, then it fell ready to be eaten. Just take a bite right into the mun. Bananim, if it was bananim, ugos. You had to bake it a little bit, like a cake. It wasn't edible. Rishayim, if you were Russia, tachana berechayim. You were far away from getting to eat it. Now, different levels of how much ready it was. By ugos, all you had to do was put it in the oven. Here, by Russia, you had to grind it like regular food. You have to grind it and bake it, knead it, all the things you have to do to get it ready. Right? Did the Bnei Yisrael make a bracha when they ate one? Machlokas. Who thought that question up even? Who even thought such a question up? Right? Hamotzi lechem ben hashamayim. It was such a bracha. Right? Who even asked that question? Who's the first person to ask that question? Then it says, Odachu b'meducha. Dachim v'duch is like a pestle and a mortar, meaning to prepare them like a kitchen utensils. Listen to this. Amar v'hu d'vitem rav v'hitem rav chama bar chanina melamit sheyarod lehem liyisrael im mon tachshit einoshim. With the mon, fell down pots and pans. Right? Doesn't mean jewelry. What?
Not cosmetics.
Doesn't mean cosmetics?
Yeah, cosmetics.
Davar sheni dachim v'ducha. Something that you can use to use a pestle and a mortar. I think it, yeah?
Yeah, so it's like,
Ubashlu b'farur, that means a pot. Amar v'chamar b'lamacha yishohat yavadam yisrael, im amon, tziki kedera. Pots and pans fell down. You hear this? You think it was so easy? No, pots and pans fell down too. Go cook the lemon now. Right?
Well, it says here, because the women needed these pots and pans to make the cosmetics.
To make the cosmetics? Okay. So one second. They didn't need the pots and pans to make food?
No, the pots.
He thought that mun was this, unbelievable thing. Yeah, the pots and pans came down too. Get to work, lady, right? You may go make dinner.
The first thing seems to say, no, it was to grind up these spices that they could use for perfume.
Oh, fine. Fair enough. Because the spices for perfume, changes. Great. And then what's the second one? Second one is pots and pans.
That's
to go.
Ramchama.
Yeah.
Vim
v'yu elav od but nava boker v'boker, my boker v'boker, amr shmo bar nachmeni, amr b'yonasan, midbar shiyar lehem b'boker boker, malamit shiyar du lehem yisrael, avanam tov margolis imamon. That precious jewels and stones fell with the mon as well. Then it says, v'hanasim heviyu es avnei hashoam. It says, the nesiyim brought the avnei hashoam, right? Tana, Nesiyim Mamish. It doesn't mean Nesiyim means the leaders of the Shevet. That's not what it means. It means clouds. It came, fell from the clouds. Fell from the sky. V'cheinu Omer, Nesiyim Ruach v'geshem ayin. What, do you have to say a pshat like that? Take away the glory from the Nesiyim? It means clouds. They didn't even give. The tam was l'shad hashemen. What's l'shad?
Don't need it.
Omer avo, ma shad zeh. It doesn't mean a shad, it means a breast. So when a baby nurses, tinok toim ba kama ta'amim, the baby tastes everything that the mother ate. It's all in there. Af haman calls manchi, so ochlon oso motziim bo kama ta'amim. It tastes like many different things. Ikad amri, l'shod ma'am, l'shade mamash, it means a shade, a demon. Ma shade zeh. Besapech l'kama gavanim, just like a shade. It's very colorful. I don't know, I never saw a shade. Very colorful. Af haman, besapech l'kama ta'amim. So to the man was very, very colorful. It could taste like whatever you wanted. V'yomer Moshe, b'seis Hashem lachem be'erev, basel lecho lechem, ula lechem b'boker l'svoa, tanya b'shmei b'drev shua ben karcha, basar sheshalosh lo kahogen, the bread, the meat that they asked for improperly, the answer was given back to them improperly. Lechem sheshalu kahogen, nasa lam, nitalam kahogen. The meat, the bread that was asked for properly, they gave them properly. Kaman, love the Torah derech eretz. Shelo yochel adam basar ela balayla. You should only eat meat at night. The time for night is the time to eat meat. I vam rabaya high man the isplay sudasa loachli ela biyamama. Shelo eat lo. High man to islay sudasa lo achli elabi yamama. Should only eat it by day. Kein yamama kamina. No, it means dinner time when it's going into night. Amar vacha bar Yaakov betchilah Yisrael dom l'tarin kadam l'galim. In the beginning, the Bnei Yisrael were like chickens. Shemenakin ba'ashpa. They were like just pecking away at the garbage, at the food, whenever they wanted. Ad shebal Moshe came for kavalim man suda and gave his man for suda. Also, what does this gemara mean? Va'basar odena ben hashinayim. The meat was still between their teeth. Uksiv, and it says, Ad chodesh yomim. Another month. Okay, tzad. It was in between the teeth. Can't stay in the teeth for a month. So, Beinanim la'alter. The Beinanim mesu. They died right away. Rishayim mitzdairin v'halchlan ad chodesh yomim. The Rishayim lingered for a month in pain. Vayidin says, Vayishtachu. Vayishtachu means, and they piled up, right? Yes. Amar Rish Lakish, Al Tikri Vayishtachu El Vayishchatu, that they slaughtered. Malah mentioned it's Chayv with Nosem Shal Yisrael Shchita, that the Bnei Yisrael should have been destroyed for this Aveira, of asking for meat when you have the man. Shatuach means, doesn't it mean a pile?
Spread out,
yeah. Tanu Shedra Yishua Ben Karcha, Al Tikri Shatuach El Shachut, Malah mentioned Yorid Lehem L'Yisrael Im Amon, Dover Shaton Shchita, that these animals fell with the man. Animals fell out of the sky. Birds fell out of the sky to do shechita. Amar Rebbe, v'chimi karat alamad? That's how you know that to do shechita? V'alo, kvar nemar, it already says, v'yamter alem ka'afar, shal v'kachol, ov kanaf, v'tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, shecht it like I commanded you, malamech, and stav v'moshah al shochet, al veshiv al kana. You have to shecht the esophagus and the trachea, al rov echad ba'ov, v'al rov shnayim b'behema, two simonim, rove of two simonim by a behema and rove of one simon by an animal, by a bird. So what do you see? Nobody knows the shechita story. Elamat hamadlomar shatuach malamed sheyored lehem mashtichin. It came, fell down, spread out. Ksiv lechem, it says lechem, v'ksiv shemen, v'ksiv dvash. What was this man? Was it lechem, was it shem, was it dvash? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, lina arim lechem. If you were young, it was lechem. With the Canaan, Shemen. Vultinokos, Dvash. And for the kid, it tasted like that. Ksiv Shlov, Queen and Shlov, it says both. Amar Vichanina, Tzadikim, Ochlon Osan B'Shalva. They ate it peacefully. Rishayim, Ochlon Osan, V'domen Osam, Kik Silon. It was like thorns, getting to thorns. Very hard to eat thorns. Amar Vichanan, Baraba, Rava, Dalamine Shlovhain. There are four types of Shlov. Velehain, here they are. Sikhli, Vikibli, Pisuni, Vishlov. Milo de Kulu Sikhli, the best one is Sikhli. Karina de Kulus love, the worst one's love. Havik it's a pirta, it's like a bird. Umos vinale betanura, you put it in an oven. Vitafach, it blows up. Vahavi mili tanura. Vahavi mali tanura, it fills up the oven. Umaskinale atlesar refi, and you put it on 13 breads. Vachrona in the chel of Eliade tyrovis. And at the end, you only eat it with a tyrovis with other things. It's so fatty that you need other things to eat it as well. Rav Yehuda, Mishtachach Le Beidani, Rav Yehuda used to find the slav in between his barrels of wine. Rav Chista, Mishakle Beitivi. He used to find it in between his wood storage house. Rava, Maisile Arise Koyoma. Rava's attendant, his sharecropper, used to bring him every day slav from Rav Chista, who was his father-in-law. Right? Rav Chista was Rava's father-in-law. Yomachad, Lalaisi. One day, the guy didn't show up. Omar, my high. Rava said, what's going on? Why? Where is he? Salak Leigra. He went up to the roof. Shama Leyinoka. He heard a child say, the comment that said, Shamati, I heard, Fatir Gazavitni, and I was trembling in my stomach. Omar, so Rava said, Shema Mina, Noach Nafshi Der Rav Chista. I see that Rav Chista passed away. U Badal Rabba, Achal Talmida. Right? And the Zchus of the Rav, the Talmud was able to eat. Meaning, I was being supported by Rav Chista, now he's passed away, now those slav are not coming anymore. Ksiv, Vatal Shikva Satal, Uksiv Ubera Satal. It says on top both. So Umr of Asi, Umr of Yosi Barichanina, Tal Mala Vatal Mamata, who's Tal above the who's due above the mun, due below the mun, Vidomalahem, Vidoma Kaposhavura, Bekufsa. It's as if it was in a box that the mun didn't get full of sand. Falls on the floor, it gets full dirty, didn't get dirty. Dak Mechuspus, it was Dak Mechuspus, the unusual word. Rashi says, what does it mean, mechuspas? What's the translation of that word?
Doesn't even try.
Amr Shlokish. Davar sheni muach al pisas yad. It's something that dissolves when it goes in your hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Davar shenivla b'masayim v'arbayim v'shmon evarim. It's something that gets swallowed up in the 248 limbs. Mechuspas, why? Because mechuspas is gematria 248. That's why. Mechuspas tu v'havim, it's not true, it's more than 248. Amr of Nachar b'yitzchak mechaspas p'siv. Without the vavs, it equals 248. Tanar Rabbanan, Lechene Birim Ochal Ish. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. What does that mean? It means Lechem Shemalachia Sharis Ochlonoso Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that Mon is what the angels eat that, and we ate it too. Ukeshenemru Devar Mofnei Rabbi Shmuel. When they told this over to Rabbi Shmuel, this vart Amr Lehem. He said Tzuva Amr Lo LeAkiva Akiva to Isa. You made a mistake, Rabbi Akiva. V'chi Malachia Sharis Ochlon Lechem. Malach didn't eat anything. When Moshe went up there, it was like dinner for Malach. He didn't eat. He didn't eat mon. Elamani mekayim abirim. What does it mean, abirim? Lechem abirim. It means lechem shenivla b'masayim v'arboya u'shmon evarim. It means that the bread that gets swallowed up in your 248 limbs. Right? Listen to this Gemara. Elamani mekayim v'yasetia alazenecha. Then why does the Torah say that one of your staples of your life should be a shovel? In case you have to go to the bathroom, you dig a little hole, then you put the and go there in the hole. You have to have a shovel. What do you have to have a shovel for if you never went to the bathroom? If the mun got absorbed in your body and you never went to the bathroom, what do you need a shovel for? Fair question, no? Answer is Dvarim Shetagri Umos Olam Mochru Nosom Lehem. It means when they would buy. On the side of the road at the gas station, they would buy some chocolate and something. Then that's haman. So for that, they had to have that. They would go to the bathroom. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? First of all, besides the mun, weren't there karbanos? The Yavik says, what are you going to buying from the passersby, buying from the peddlers? What about the karbanos? That's not mun. Doesn't answer the question. The laws have been part to Omer. After Varm Shetagri Umos Olam Mochun Lehem Mon Mafigan. Nah, what you bought from the peddlers, that also had the din of mon. It also you bought that chocolate from the peddler. It didn't affect you. Elamani Mekayim Duyatzi Al Tanecha. Why do you have to have a shovel? La'achas Shesarchu. This didn't work forever. After they sinned, like a regular person, you got to go to the bath like a regular person. You know, I'm not drinking it to get the money. You have to have the money. You have to eat. But to have that, it should be special? You have to go.
After they complained about the
man. After they complained, that didn't work anymore. I told you can be like angels. Now I'm going to make you walk three parsecs to go to the bathroom. Like it says, I saw that place, three parsecs long. Far away. Big pain in the neck to use that. And you have to go dig a hole also. Tircha. V'tana, Kishenifnin, ein nifnin, when they went to the bathroom, did lo lifnein, lo tzedein, el achareyin. Not to the front, not to the side, only behind. Okay, va'ata, nafshenu yevesha, ein kol. They said, it's a line that said, nafshenu yevesha, our souls are dry, are dry, ein kol. No, we don't have anything. Amru, asid man zeh shetzipuch b'me'ayim. This man's going to explode. We're going to explode. Klum yileish yilud isha shemach zeh namotzi. You ever have such a thing where you eat, where it goes in, doesn't go out? What does it mean, yilud isha? Klum yileish yilud isha. You ever found an offspring of a woman where it goes in, doesn't go out? What kind of funny thing to say is that? Klum yileish adam. You ever find a man? Or even animals. Even animals go to the bathroom too. Right? What's a yilud isha? Why is it called yilud isha? Right? So one of the mefarshim says, unbelievable vart. There's one place where someone eats and doesn't go to the bathroom.
In the womb.
When you're a yilud isha. When you're a yilud isha, you go in, doesn't go out. That's what they were saying. We're not in the womb now. We're not in the womb now. Right? We're not in the womb now. That's exactly what Hashem was trying to tell them. No, in this existence, you're like in the womb. In the midbar, you're like in a womb. Right? You're like it's this formation of Klal Yisrael. Right? All right, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.